This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Chinese state media have posted a video purported to show tennis player Peng Shuai, who has not been seen in public since she said on Chinese social media that a former vice premier had forced her into sex and they later had a consensual relationship. China Global Times editor-in-chief Hu Xijin posted a video Saturday that appeared to show Peng and her coach at a restaurant in Beijing. Hu said that Peng had been staying at home freely and didn't want to be disturbed. He wrote on Twitter that the tennis star would show up in public and participate in some activities soon. Concern over Peng's whereabouts and health have grown in recent days, with the Women's Tennis Association threatening to pull tournaments out of China while the men's tour has demanded clarity from Chinese authorities. The controversy comes as Beijing makes final preparations to host the Winter Olympics beginning next February. There have been more demonstrations against COVID-19 lockdowns in the Netherlands, with Dutch media reporting that riot police used water cannon to clear parts of the center of The Hague after rioters threw fireworks at police and damaged traffic lights. A heavy police presence is reported in several other major towns after social media calls to riot following Friday night's clashes in Rotterdam. Three people remained hospitalized in Rotterdam Saturday after they were seriously injured when Dutch police fired shots during a violent protest. Earlier Saturday, tens of thousands of protesters, many from far-right groups, marched through Vienna after the Austrian government announced a nationwide lockdown beginning Monday to contain skyrocketing coronavirus infections. Protesters rallied against coronavirus restrictions and mandatory COVID-19 passes in many European countries to enter restaurants, Christmas markets, or sports events, as well as mandatory vaccinations. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken repeated Saturday that the United States has real concerns about Russia's actions and statements on Ukraine as tensions build. Blinken said the concerns were widely shared by U.S. allies, but declined to say whether American intelligence believed Russian President Vladimir Putin was aiming to seize land from Ukraine.
We don't know what President Putin's intentions are, but we do know what's happened in the past. We do know the playbook of trying to cite some illusory provocation from Ukraine or any other country, and then using that as an excuse to do what Russia is planning to do all along.
Putin on Thursday accused Western nations of escalating the Ukraine conflict by holding drills in the Black Sea and flying bombers near its borders. At least 25 people have died and dozens more are missing due to heavy rains in southern India, AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The southern Indian state of Andhra Pradesh has been hit by intense torrents for several days, sparking massive floods. The death toll rose after several people were killed when a building collapsed. A dozen more people died as heavy floods washed away the bus they were on. Search and rescue efforts for missing passengers continued, but officials warned that the state's death toll will most likely get worse. Breaches in dams and tanks have caused further flooding in Kapada district, leaving hundreds of villages marooned and many residents stuck in their homes. Rains in southern India at this time are not unusual, although the country has seen a prolonged monsoon this year. Experts warn the downpours have become more frequent and intense due to climate change. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Somali journalist with state-run media was killed Saturday in Mogadishu when a bomb blew up his car. Another journalist was injured, government officials and his colleagues said. Abdiaziz Mohamed Guled, better known as Africa, the director of state-run Radio Mogadishu, died from his wounds. A government spokesman said another journalist, Sharmak Maksamed Warsami, was heavily injured. In a brief statement, Mogadishu police said that the attack was carried out by a suicide bomber. Tens of thousands of protesters marched on Saturday through Paris and other French cities to demand more government action to prevent violence against women. The demonstrations come amid growing outrage in France over women killed by their partners. Groups fighting violence against women said at least 101 women have been killed by their partner or ex-partner in the country since the beginning of the year. That's about one every 3 days. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd,